Fantasy, A Woman's Intimate Confessions, Part 4, by Anna Bridgewater, narrated by Christina May. Sometimes, my desire fills me up so completely that I feel afraid it might be visible on my face. For several months after my affair with Carl, I spent hours imagining him caressing my skin through my nylon stockings, tracing the outline of the muscles with his fingertips, then letting his hand make its way further up, below my skirt, towards my waist. I imagined him exploring the sensitive curves behind my knees, and I felt my cheeks getting flushed. At parent-teacher meetings, in the office cafeteria, and back at home in my kitchen, I was obsessed with a man who did not belong in any of those places, a lover I had not seen in far too long. An avalanche crashing is my flesh. That is a line from a poem I read at school. I forgot the name of the poet, but the feeling was familiar. I simply had to acknowledge that the man who started the avalanche was not the man I was living with, and whose body I lay next to at night. And yet my husband was still a source of desire and pleasure. One kind of desire, flowing powerfully through my body, was ignited by the dream of a new man whom I could explore. The other kind grew out of the secure and familiar everyday life with the man I had married, Randall. One evening, I was in bed reading when he came in. The only light in the room was the yellow cone from my bedside lamp. He lay down next to me, in the dimly lit room. Supporting himself on one elbow, he pulled my nightdress up over my breasts. For a couple of minutes, he lay there looking down at me. Then he bent over and kissed my stomach. He gazed at my body. His gaze followed the lines of my hips and my breasts. My gaze followed his and looked at my body, my stomach, and my skimpy black knickers. I placed my hand on the mound where the pubic hair pressed against the thin fabric. My intimate area was hidden, but the focus of all our attention. When I was younger, I thought of my genitalia as a crevice. That was what I could see when I was about to take a shower and regarded myself in the bathroom mirror. Smooth marzipan skin, with a closed crevice between my thighs. Now that I had spent years getting to know my body, I knew that the curly hair that had appeared when I was a teenager did not conceal a crevice or a crack, but a hidden cave full of secrets, capable of engulfing a man in a tight and warm and soft darkness. When I opened up, it was not like a crevice opening, but like a dense and mutable cave made of silk. That evening in bed, I moved my hand and pulled Randall towards me, so that I could feel his warm skin and his desire through the two layers of our underwear. His firm pressure against my lower body aroused me, and I moved faster underneath him, fabric against fabric, two warm and eager bodies that did not sense anything except each other. He raised himself up, ripped off our underwear, and I opened myself up to him. I used my hand to guide him inside me. The dim light of the room joined with my inner cave, and all that existed was our two bodies greedily engulfing each other. The tickling urge grew intense and culminated in the soft nothing that overpowered all senses. When we fell asleep, his warm hand was resting on my stomach. Randall and I had delightfully close nights together many times that winter. Contrarily, in the morning when I woke up, I was thinking of Carl. Some nights when I couldn't fall asleep, I thought of him as well. It was the thought of Carl that sent the avalanche crashing in my flesh. The dream of an affair with him took control of my brain. I was aching to get to know his secrets. My marriage tied me to my everyday life with security, strength, and love. But two text messages from a lover tempted me with erotic adventure.